Okay, so we'll call the meeting to order at 5:58. Have roll call. Sean?
Here.
Wilma here. Stacy. Kirkland absent. Jason Ingram absent. Randy?
Here.
Here. Great. Okay, we'll do the pledge.
Anybody need me to share? Where's my share? Oh, there it is. Sorry.
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Item three, approval of the agenda. So, got a first from Sean. I'll second. All in favor of the agenda as written by roll, Sean?
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Stacy and Jason absent. Randy?
Aye.
Consent agenda. Any questions, comments, discussions on the consent agenda? Okay. Public comments. We don't have anyone here.
We need to vote on the.
You're right.
Consent.
Move to approve the consent agenda.
Okay, first by Sean. I'll second. Sorry. All in favor by roll, Sean?
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Stacy and Jason absent. Randy?
Aye.
Okay. Got it. Item five, public comments. We have no one from the public here.
And if it's all right, I'd like to point out that Katie Campbell is sitting alongside Randy Collier there in Portola. She is my new administrative assistant. Yay. She'll start coming with me up to Doyle to take minutes and help me out. But today I'm not supposed to drive anywhere for 2 weeks. So I'm going to honor that. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you.
Great. Item six, the reports. Any reports from board members? Sherry's report, executive director.
And so, you know, I've obviously been spending lots of time dealing with our property purchases, both of them. Something on your information item is to look at some drawings and renderings. Hopefully you've had a chance to just take a quick peek at them. And I understand that Mr. Kurek had an appraiser come today. True, okay. Stephanie, right? To walk the property. And just so you know, our attorney advised that we also do an appraisal, to have an updated appraisal. Feeling like, you know, we should just get a balanced view of the value of that property. So I want you to know, back and forth, he says he's going to sign the amendment that's on our agenda today. And we've gone back and forth on lease price. So we're still having conversation, and I feel like we're still moving in the right direction. So as much as I may not love where we are, it's I feel like we're okay today.
And didn't he originally agree to use the same appraiser that we had before?
Mm-hmm.
And is it the same one, or is he bringing in a different one?
He brought in a different one.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I went back to Collier's. He seemed to have a real problem with Lynn, who did the appraisal that originally.
Uh-huh.
And he says she admitted she made an error in judgment on one of the properties. So when she did the update, I don't know if that's true, but I felt like having her come out another time was probably not the best plan. The guy from Colliers is going to be completely disconnected from any of us. And I don't know who Mr. Kirak is bringing in. Stephanie, did you have any sense?
I did not. He came in with a lady and introduced himself, but did not introduce her.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Is that all, Sherry, for your report?
Yeah.
Okay. The finance report.
Mm-hmm. And we do not have DMS in this evening. They didn't feel like they had anything to report since right now they're working on closing the books. What I asked and I included in your packet on page 33 was just, you know, sort of a statement of some of the new funding the state has thrown out to us. More funds that they expect you to have a plan for. And one of the things that I'm hoping to do is work with DMS and our CPA to say, which of these funds can we maybe hold on to for another year or two and not try to spend them down? Because I really do think that all the money they're throwing at us today will not be the case in 2 years. I think things will really slow down and we're going to be, you know, with less dollars. So I'm hoping that some of these can just hang out. And it looks like most of them have a little bit longer time before you have to encumber them. So I'm going to, that'll be my recommendation. When we come back at first interim, you'll know all these dollar amounts and you can say yay or no if you think we should spend them sooner.
Okay. Program reports. Those will resume in September after school begins.
Right, except that Stephanie, overachiever, made one already. And so that was in your report. I neglected to tell her we don't usually do one because there's nobody back yet, but she did. So if you get a chance to see that, it's pretty cute. And
it was very impressive.
Wasn't it? That's what I said.
Thank you.
You to make the rest of us look bad, Steph.
To be honest, it's the way that I check out, right? So I create these things and I can tune out of other things.
Yep. No, it's good. It's very good.
Okay, item 7, information items, the Doyle plans, renderings.
Mm-hmm. Did you get to take a peek at them?
Yes.
Good. One of the things we talked about with the construction company was to try to do they're calling them meeting rooms, but the extra classrooms that we would have done portables for, to include them as part of the building, that the cost of building was much less than trying to build all separate buildings on the property. And you can see initially they talked about putting in, if you look on page 39, it shows where the gymnasium was going to be, just out back from the back doors. And they are able to put them kind of behind the two middle school modulars so that we still have that whole huge field and can see out instead of having our vision blocked for kids to. Not that they would try to hide or stay out of view from the adults, but this way, I think it sorts out better. So now if, you know, part of my job here was to say, do you have any comments? Is there something different you'd prefer to see here? Because what I need them to do next is come up with their sort of maximum price for USDA to start releasing some funds to move forward. No comments?
No. Okay.
I think it'll work.
Okay. And then the quote from Crazy J's Concrete.
Yep.
It doesn't have any money on it.
It doesn't have any money on it?
It doesn't.
It's on the last page. It's on the last page. It's just not in the quote column.
Okay, oh, thank you.
Okay.
Option one and option two.
I was going to be like, no, I saw it. Okay.
I saw the same thing and then I saw it.
I was like, nice of her, pro bono, but.
Yeah.
So concrete is 298,000.
Yeah.
And asphalt would be 208,000. So.
Oh, if they replace with concrete, then that's.
Mm-hmm. So we cannot take that kind of cash and do a layout of money with being just on the verge of doing USDA funding.
Right.
Like we'd have to get special permission. So I think, Nick Trover said he could work then with Crazy J's. He said that's probably who they would get to do it because that's part of the project initially. So I think it's best to probably leave it as part of the cost of the project.
Yeah.
And try to pull it out separately.
Which project are you talking about?
The Doyle renovation and new building and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, you can add it in still?
That is already on our project.
Okay.
But I was interested in getting kids back to being able to play basketball out there sooner than later. And that unfortunately can't happen right now.
Right.
But.
So you're gonna get back to them and let them know that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
If you all disagreed and needed me to start moving on it, I would have done so, but I think it is better to leave it as part of the project.
The only concern I have is that I was told that two kids have arm themselves.
Say that one more time, Sean.
Somebody told me that two kids have hurt themselves. That's the only concern I have.
Whitney?
So not on the blacktop. We did have a kid with a busted ankle, but they were on the field doing something stupid. We have
made that area off limits for any kind of running or anything of that nature.
And anytime kids are over there, there's two or three adults. And if they are not allowed to run, they have to walk. So, they play horse or, shoot hoops, but they can't have a full, basketball game going and stuff because it is just too, risky.
So it's a good price. It's $10 a square foot.
Okay.
But you roll it into the project, then I have no problem with that.
Yeah, we would just roll it into the project.
Yeah.
That was a plan. So I'll work with Nick to get that coordinated and make it part of the project.
So okay. I probably should have brought this up on the consent agenda, but I had a question on the personalized learning program, the student family handbook.
Wait, on the what?
The student family handbook, the draft.
Oh, so that's action item A?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think you're right in the right time.
Yes, I am. Wow.
You are.
So let's move on to action item A. Discussion and possible action regarding approval of the independent study student handbook. So the question I had was on page 58.
Okay.
At the bottom where we made the change, where it talks about the unimmunized students are prohibited from participating in on-campus resource center classes. I'm assuming that's the standard immunizations that all students have to have before they start.
Correct.
Okay. I just didn't want any confusion with all the vaccine stuff going on.
No, this has nothing to do with COVID. It's been this way, and we're just trying to make it clearer and clearer. Right. Those kids can go on field trips and do other things, but in the legislation, it says that students that are not immunized may not participate in classes.
Right.
Regularly scheduled classes.
Okay.
You want to put a provision in there for anybody that does have a medical exemption? I know it's very rare, I'm just asking the question.
No, I think that's fair. And then they don't fall into this category, Sean. But I could.
I'm not immunized. I'm vaccinated. I'm not sure what that is.
Unimmunized.
So I can put in a parenthesis, medical exemptions does not apply to students with a medical exemption.
I don't know if we have it, probably not.
Right now we don't, but it could happen. Okay.
Okay.
Anything else in that book?
Any other discussions on the independent study student handbook? No.
I'll move to approve.
First by Sean, I'll second. All in favor by roll. Sean?
Aye.
Wilma? Aye. Stacy and Jason absent. Randy?
Aye.
Okay. Item B, discussion and possible action regarding approval of purchase sale agreement amendment between Long Valley Charter School and CURAC for the 995 Paiute Lane property. I had one question on page 70, which is the page right before the signature page on 3.1 and 3.2.
Okay.
I was just curious, we're using the 30 days, and I know we talked about that, but if it's something that could happen sooner than 30 days, do you think we should put no more than 30 days, or should we actually leave it at right at 30 days?
So she's given that either or, right?
Well, it just says on 3.1, 30 days after the last day of a mediation session. And then on 3.2, 30 days after the USDA approves and indicates funds are available. I just wondered if we should put no more than 30 days, because what if funds are available in 20 days, we could move forward.
If there's a change in the purchase price, it's, I don't know that we would get it done any sooner.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. If there's not a change, but you know there's going to be a change.
Probably.
So then we have to jump through a few hoops. So that's why she put the 30 days after USDA approves it, because yeah, it could be 2 months for them to approve it.
Okay.
Okay.
We probably would need that full 30 days. Okay.
Yep.
Good. Okay. Any further discussion or questions on item B? For the purchase sale agreement amendment. I'll make a motion to keep it as written.
Okay.
Sean seconds. All in favor by roll. Sean?
Aye.
Wilma? Aye. Stacy and Jason absent. Randy?
Aye.
Okay. Discussion and possible action regarding approval of updated independent study policy 6006. Any questions? No. I'll make a motion.
Second.
Second by Sean. All in favor by roll. Sean?
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Stacy and Jason absent. Randy?
Aye.
Item D, discussion of possible action regarding approval of the extension of the Portola lease from 6/30/23 to 6/30/26. Any discussion?
He approached us about seeing if we would be willing to go any longer. And since our, do you remember our charter got extended the length of time? I thought that would be an appropriate date to line it up with. And I said, to bring it to my board, I thought if he could freeze the cost, that that would be appealing. And so he did.
Great. Sean made a motion, I'll second. All in favor by roll. Sean?
Aye.
Wilma? Aye. Stacy and Jason absent. Randy?
Aye.
Item E, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the updated COVID-19 protocols.
Now, I had suggested that maybe this doesn't receive a motion, or we put it, you know, table it till next month. The CDC and the CDPH and this California Department of Ed are all saying that by Monday we should have new announcements with new protocols. So I thought it was better to just wait until we got everything. I think it's just all loosening up, not that they're making anything more challenging.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to table item E until next board meeting.
Okay.
Second.
Randy, second. All in favor by roll. Sean?
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Stacy and Jason absent. Randy?
Aye.
Item F, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the CBEST, is that right?
Yep.
For substitute teachers for 2022-23 for Long Valley and Thompson Peak.
You can waive the CBEST nowadays? Sure.
Yes, you can.
Damn, I have to take that.
You still have to take it, but you might not have it. So it's a waiver just for some time period to let you have the opportunity, because so many of the testing sites aren't testing and the schedules are difficult.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second. All in favor by roll. Sean?
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Stacy and Jason absent. Randy?
Aye.
Item G, discussion and possible action regarding approval of declaration of need for fully qualified educators for 2022-2023 for Long Valley and Thompson Peak.
Move to approve.
First by Sean. I'll second. All in favor by roll. Sean? Wilma, aye. Stacy and Jason absent. Randy?
Aye.
Item H, discussion and possible action regarding approval of K-12 pathway coordinator job description and salary range. Any discussion? First by Sean. I'll second. All in favor by roll. Sean? Wilma, aye. Stacy and Jason absent. Randy?
Aye.
Item I, discussion of possible action regarding approval of memorandum of understanding between Long Valley Charter School and Lassen County Office of Education for Adult Education. First by Sean. I'll second. All in favor by roll. Sean?
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Stacy and Jason absent. Randy?
Aye.
Okay. I had one other thing, Sherry.
Mm-hmm.
I printed it and I don't know. Well, we don't need to do it at the meeting, I don't think. It's just a typo I was going to point out to you.
Well, I would love to know so I can fix.
Okay, our future items. The critical incident plan updated.
ESSER 3
plan. Mm-hmm. Progress on the Williams monitoring for Thompson Peak. Procedure for college work reimbursements.
And then I'm adding COVID plan.
Okay.
Right.
COVID-19 protocols. Right.
Yep.
Okay.
That's it.
Anything else? Okay, thank you. We'll adjourn at 6:23.
Thank you, everybody.
Recording. You too, Sean.
You're safe. You can slow down now. Slow down.